Hey everyone, this is Daniel from Phone Arena with the Sony Xperia U, which begs to be noticed with its removable bottom cap here and the boxy design like an old Volvo. The 12mm thick Xperia U is actually a shrunk copy of the Xperia S, complete with the curved back here and the illuminated transparent strip at the bottom, which can change colors according to the theme you've chosen. Now we have red according to the song you're playing. It changes to purple for the next song. Now it's yellow. And we also have green and white. Pretty cool. It definitely attracts attention to the phone when you're playing music or when you're just choosing different themes to suit the bottom cap, for example. One extra cap is in the box, but you can also buy several different colors to suit your mood, clothes and so on. Actually, there are no slots here for a SIM or micro SD card under the bottom cap. It's just for aesthetic purposes. If you want to find the slots, you have to push the back of the phone up, remove the battery cover. Here we have a removable battery, we have a very regular SIM card slot. The only gripe in terms of extension is the lack of micro SD card slot, so you'll be stuck with 4 GB of internal memory provided by Sony. That's about the only disadvantage. We still have the regular SIM and the removable battery, and this is something nowadays. These three navigational dots here at the bottom are actually pretty responsive, more responsive than on the Xperia S actually. The curved back and the fairly thick sides make the phone very easy to hold and operate with one hand, aided by the fairly small 3.5 inch display. It's a breeze to operate the phone with just your thumb, holding it with one hand. It's also very easy to grab it lying from the table, unlike some sub 10mm phones of late. We have no complaints about the screen on the Xperia U. It's a 3.5 inch reality LCD and it's sufficiently bright outside with saturated colors, good viewing angles, better than on the Xperia S flagship actually, where contrast and brightness fade significantly from the side. Here we only get a slightly yellowish cast when tilting on the right. That's about the only deviation. Thanks to the smallish 3.5 inch size coupled with Sony's typical 480 by 854 pixels of resolution, we also have a very good pixel density of 280 ppi, making text and small interface elements appear very crisp and smooth. About the only gripe we have here is the lack of oleophobic coating on the display, so finger grease gets smudged pretty quickly on the display and you have to wipe it very often. We won't spend much time reviewing the Timescape UI of the Xperia U, since we showed it to you thoroughly when we reviewed the Sony Xperia S, and that's the same Android Gingerbread overlay that we have here on the Xperia U as well. It is good looking and functional with this MediaScape shortcut here, and also offers plenty of widgets that cover things like social networking feed updates and even app and media recommendations here. Moreover, the Xperia U is expected to receive its Android's ice cream sandwich update pretty soon. As you can see, when we choose a theme, the color of the transparent bar here changes according with the theme's color. Very cool. See, now we got the blue theme and the transparent bar here at the bottom got illuminated in blue. Let's go back to a theme, the Ruby theme, that is more in line with the bottom cap here, which is user replaceable. So we can suit the theme, the bottom cap and the navigational strip to the color of your choosing. Sony is using 1 GHz dual core chipset by ST Ericsson, which moves the interface well, and the 512 megabytes of RAM are enough if you don't overwork the Xperia U with too much multitasking. There are some slight delays here and there when transitioning, but nothing that an upgrade to ice cream sandwich, which is lighter, wouldn't fix. A biggest gripe, memory-wise, is the lack of a microSD card slot. The Xperia U is quite a chubby phone, so Sony could have included a microSD card slot here. Instead, we only have 4 GB of internal memory. The browser is powered well by the dual-core chipset, and rendering speed as well as panning around and scrolling are pretty swift. The phone renders the page in real time, as you can see, while zooming, which usually slows things down a bit, but here the delay while pinching is negligible. Even when there are flash elements on the page, like the commercials here. Text reflow also works seamlessly, fitting the article text within the screen width upon double tap very well. Since we have a very good pixel density, text appears crisp, making reading a bit easier despite the fairly small display for today's Android standards. We have the same cool music player that we find on the Xperia S with minimalistic interface, but the cool thing here is that the illuminated strip at the bottom changes its color with the song you're playing. It's yellow now, then depending on the song category it goes purple. Here it goes red. Pretty cool. Your own color music you have here on the Sony Xperia U. And the loudspeaker is pretty strong and very clean, as we used to with all Sony handsets from the Xperia line. The video player on the Xperia U only plays MP4 files out of the box with hardware acceleration, up to 720p definition. If you want to play DivXX3D files, they'll play software accelerated, as you can see, not a very good quality. So you'll have to hit Android market for a full-scale DivXX3D player. The 5-megapixel camera with LED flash on the Xperia U is managed by the standard Timescape UI interface that allows for functions like 3D sweep panorama and various scene modes. But it is with a twist now, this rapid sleep to snap mode that was present for the first time on the Xperia S is also available here. As you can see from locked screen, we went into the camera app and took a picture, and it took about 2 seconds. It's not the zero shutter lag that we see in the newest handsets with Android Ice Cream Sandwich. It still takes a few seconds from a shot to shot here on the Xperia U, but we do have the 2 second sleep to snap mode, which is a Sony staple now. Overall, the picture quality leaves something to be desired in the detail department, especially since this is affected by too much noise in less than ideal lighting conditions. Colors are a bit oversaturated, which is fine, but the pixels are also soft, and well-lit areas often get overexposed. Indoors, the situation is average, but noise is significantly ramped up when the lights go down, and the LED flash indoors casts weird shadows on the objects at hand. The Xperia U records 720p video with 30 frames per second, and the flash can be used as a video light during capture when there's not enough light. The quality of the video footage, however, is very substandard, with too high of a compression, artifacts and noise. Overall, the weak spot in the Xperia U is definitely the camera, and we've seen a bit more capable shooters from Sony. There's face detection, there's plenty of other stuff, and just that the video compression is too high. Sony has cut a very few corners to achieve the affordable price of the Xperia U, like the lack of oleophobic coating here on the display and the lack of a microSD card slot. But these are still overshadowed by the cool design and the contemporary specs, like a dual-core processor and screen with good pixel density. Where it really dropped the ball, however, is the camera module. We've seen better 5-megapixel shooters in Sony handsets dating way back to 2010, especially in the video capture department. Yet something had to give, otherwise we'd have the perfect phone for the price, considering the very good call quality, the strong and clear loudspeaker, and the removable battery with decent endurance. Still, you'd be hard-pressed to find more phone for the price. You'd have to go back to Sony's single course of last year, like the Xperia Ray with its slimmer design and better camera, or open your wallet wider and pony up for an HTC One V, which has a better camera and Android ICS. The Samsung Galaxy S2 is also a good choice, one price level up. It has an inspiring design, but is fast and takes very good pictures. If we venture outside the Android universe, we might consider the Nokia Lumia 710 as an alternative to the Xperia U. In terms of camera capabilities, they're a bit better, albeit it comes with a single core processor. This was a video review of the Sony Xperia U from Phone Arena. For more information about this and other handsets, you can visit us at phonearena.com. Thanks for watching.